Hare Krishna. Yesterday evening we were having an interesting conversation, Niranjan Maharaj, Devamrita Maharaj, as a topic that I brought up. Unfortunately, that along with some of the yesterday's readings, I mistakenly erased. I'd forgotten that I hadn't already sent them away. I thought I had. Anyway, the topic was a very interesting topic, and we talked about it. We come to as many conclusions as we wanted, if any. But it was the question of what does it mean when Srila Prabhupada uses this term that the Uttama Adhikari comes down to preach on the Madhya Adhikari platform. We know that there are two types of Madhya Adhikaris. One is the Sadhaka, who's made his way up there, and the other one is the Siddha, or the eternally liberated soul, who preaches. Comes down for preaching, and Prabhupada explains why he comes down, because the vision of the Uttama Adhikari is conform with the mood of preaching. The Uttama Adhikari doesn't make distinction amongst different types of people, prema, maitri, bhakti, kshati. He sees everyone engaged in one way or another in Krishna's service, so he doesn't really see the need to preach to anyone. And therefore, in order to preach, he comes down. So what does this coming down mean? In terms of his vision, we understand that his vision is different in certain ways, in the purports to the Sarva Bhute Shriyapashet, 11th canto, 2nd chapter, describing the different types of Bhagavatas, then there's a description there by acharyas that the Uttama Adhikari preacher shouldn't be mistaken shouldn't be imitated by the Madhyama Adhikari preacher because he has a different state of consciousness. He can be much more assertive, much more critical. His grasp of philosophy is, of course, much different, and his perspective is different. And yet, which was the topic, still he's giving up a certain type of Krishna consciousness, sacrificing, as Arjuna Bharat said. So what comes along with that? What comes along with sacrificing that Krishna consciousness? Does he sacrifice certain ecstasies? He's certainly sacrificing a certain vision. What else does it mean to come down? When we listen to recordings of Srila Prabhupada talking to certain god brothers who he certified as being advanced Vaishnavas, they talk about everyday affairs, they talk about preaching, and in their appraisal of Srila Prabhupada, when we're talking about favorable appraisal, they're using a deductive method rather than something that they may see. Prabhupada, when he's talking about his father, so he's a pure devotee. And Prabhupada's father had Srila Prabhupada learning Mridanga, harmonium, sort of preparing him for training. Everything he learned was from his father, except for writing. Prabhupada said, well, maybe he knew. In other words, maybe he knew Srila Prabhupada's mission, maybe he knew who Srila Prabhupada was. Why maybe? Why didn't he? Did he, for living in this world and doing this service, sacrifice a certain type of vision? And we talked about Srila Prabhupada's original reluctance with Krishna to come into the material world. Prabhupada said that when Krishna asked him to come and write his books, Prabhupada didn't want to. So he didn't want to. Why? Because it was a horrible place. So what adjustments get made to facilitate coming down here? Siddhanta Bolya Chittina Karavalas. These were things, topics that we discussed. To be honest, I've never read anything more than the references I've made, or the statements that Srila Prabhupada said. And it's very clear that the Uttamadhikari preacher can't be imitated. But at the same time, it's an interesting concept. What else is going on, and what goes on with this concept of coming down? It's a phrase, but what does it all entail when the Uttamadhikari comes down to the preaching platform? Hare Krishna. Shame that I erased that. It was a more exciting conversation than what I was just presenting now.